science and technology.
Paleontology. Do the locomotion. The earliest animal tracks yet found have been unearthed in Canada.
One of the greatest mysteries of the history of life is the Cambrian explosion. Prior to 560 million years ago, animal fossils are rare. Then, in a geological eye blink, they become common. Shelly creatures such as trilobites and brachiopods, of whose ancestors there is little sign in the rocks, are suddenly everywhere. Biologists would dearly love to know what happened. Recent discoveries at the delightfully named Mistaken Point in Newfoundland serve to lift the veil slightly. These findings are not of Precambrian animals themselves, but of their tracks, and these, paradoxically, may be more useful. Alexander Liu of Oxford University and his colleagues took an interest in Mistaken Point because it is a site known for so-called Ediacarans fossils, shell-less animals of unknown provenance that slightly predate the Cambrian. As Mr. Liu and his team explored the rocks, they came across more than 70 markings that looked like tracks, slight impressions in the sediment with tiny ridges sticking up along the sides. These markings, they report in Geology, are up to 13 millimetres wide and up to 17 centimetres long. What is most curious about these tracks is that the rock they are in is reckoned to have formed at least a kilometre below sea level. Fossil bodies might get into such rock by sinking to the sea floor. Tracks, however, must have been made by something that was alive. Precambrian animals must therefore have lived at such depths. The tracks also cast light on what the Ediacarans actually were. Some paleontologists think them members of a phylum that is now extinct. Others, though, believe they were cnidarians, the group that includes modern sea anemones and jellyfish. Cnidarians grow from embryos that have only two layers of cells. Most animals, including all the shelly Cambrian ones, grow from three-layered embryos. The tracks found by Mr. Liu look suspiciously like those left by modern sea anemones, which, despite their sedentary appearance, do move around slowly. That is not strong evidence that Ediacarans were cnidarians, but it is something. Yet, if that is the right interpretation, it leaves the question of what evolved into the trilobites and their kind as mysterious as ever.